Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Where do football players go when they need a new uniform?
Where do they go?
New Jersey.
Wow, that's clever.
Wow, that actually went a little longer than I thought it was going to go.
I thought it was just a quick one.
Welcome to the Table Gridiron Podcast. Steven, Isaac, and Ethan here once again.
Yes.
And wow, championship weekend. I've been waiting all year for this. Not really, just in the sense, again, it just means football's rapidly coming to an end. But just love championship weekend. So, half the games, there was only two of them, obviously, but one of them went how I planned, in a sense where, like, these games are really usually epic. The first one, it wasn't so much so.
No.
We did all our picks, E, and I'm pretty sure out of, like, everybody, I was the only one that got all of them right. Right, E?
No.
What?
It's got to be me, right?
Surely Isaac got them right.
Someone had to.
There was only two to choose from.
Yeah.
You and Mom.
I mean, I guess there was a couple options for each one, but.
You and Mom got goose eggs.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Well, Isaac got one.
All right. I'm happy.
I got one. And then Jay got, well, perfect picks.
Whoa. Good job, Jay. Sweet. Jay with the perfect picks. All right. All right. So now, like, last time, I'm pretty sure, like, Miss Amy had the perfect picks. We were like, oh, man, we got to go with Miss Amy. How did she do this week?
Well, let's check. She got one.
Oh, didn't all get right. perfect picks, but still did better than
still,
me.
Still, yeah.
So.
Still something.
Oh, and Grandpa did perfect picks.
Ooh, Grandpa. Ooh, well, okay, we got Jay and Grandpa. Okay, so those perfect picks, what were those perfect picks, Ethan? Who were those winning teams?
Chiefs and 49ers.
Yeah.
Chiefs and 49ers. Now.
This is I don't even know where to begin. This is kind of a loaded thing for me.
Where do we begin? Where do we begin? So, Ethan, I wanted the Ravens to win. Ultimately, I want the Lions to win the Super Bowl, or wanted the Lions to win the Super Bowl. You even said last week, E, and then when we were talking too, and even before the game, you're like, I want the Chiefs to win this game because I think that the Lions have a better chance of winning against the Chiefs than against the Ravens. And I kind of liked that thinking a little bit. I can see that. If you remember, the season opened up with the Chiefs and the Lions.
It would be very interesting.
That would have been cool for it to start the season and then to end the season
that
way.
You know, the conspiracy theorists would go crazy on that.
Yeah, but that still would have been pretty cool. But if you also do remember, the Lions did take down the defending champs that week and won and shocked everybody. So the Lions could have, and I think that the Lions are playing way better now than they even were. And so I think that they really did have an opportunity. But, Ethan, I still wanted the Ravens to win because I wanted them to take down the Chiefs, and this did not go at all as planned, in a sense. The Chiefs, it wasn't a really high score,
no,
but the
that's
Chiefs,
the number
in
one
a sense,
thing.
Dominated the Ravens.
Yes, and honestly, I agree. The number one thing for me that kind of caught me off guard is out of the two games, I definitely thought this would be the more high-scoring game because of just how good the 49ers and the Lions defense both are colliding on that. I was, like you said, going for the Ravens. I did not want to see another Chiefs in the Super Bowl, honestly. Like, it's not, I'm just not a huge fan of the Chiefs right now, and I've been hearing so much about them that I really wanted the Ravens to make it because I want to see Lamar Jackson make it to the Super Bowl, and so it ultimately, like, yeah, I really thought it would be a higher-scoring game.
I think, E, obviously you wanted the Chiefs to win. Did you think that that's how the game was going to go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Were you expecting higher scores or no?
I was expecting, like, the Chiefs to be, like, winning by one.
Okay. So a little closer a game. I mean, they only won. It was 17-10, and it wasn't that. I don't know. You say Lamar is probably going to win the MVP.
And he honestly deserves it. Like,
yes. for in that MVP, most valuable player, right? I think just as an athlete, as a player. But if I'm just going to go for like most valuable quarterback or highest rated quarterback, I don't believe in just throwing everything on a player. We've talked about that. You kind of win as a team, lose as a team. I was shocked. Like Harbaugh got out coached, and I was expecting a little bit more from him. I just, Lamar really, really struggled. And he in did. One sense, though, why did they only run the ball a handful of times? Like, you're a running team. And the fact that, like, they needed to just kind of keep pounding that ball, they changed their game plan. Lamar didn't even run a whole lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then the running backs barely had the ball. Like, they kind of changed their game plan and relied more on the throwing, the quarterback aspect of Lamar. And so many times, I don't want to say like he lost the game, but that was his time to really shine, to get and to be an elite throwing quarterback. And he fell short. And I was just kind of like, as I'm watching it, going, I don't want to bash Lamar, and hear me on this, all you Lamar lovers. And I'm not just trying to sit here and say Lamar is a fantastic athlete. He's amazing. He's just not in that high top tier as a throwing quarterback for me as of right now in his career.
I agree. So at this point in time, yes, he's not that great of a quarterback. But as we saw in this game, it was tough to see him struggle because of just how they were containing the run and he was not able to escape the pocket. But I will say, we did have glimpses of his throwing ability. There were some throws that he made, particularly there was one in the back right corner of the end zone, touchdown. It was beautiful. And I was like, is that Lamar I'm seeing? Like, that, you never see that from him because he's just on his feet constantly. And so just seeing his throwing through the game, there were just little glimpses of just like, could he maybe turn this around? Could he maybe just have this incredible throwing ability? And ultimately, it wasn't enough to counter a bunch of times that he ultimately did fail. But I definitely think if they work on that more and they work on transitioning him from the run to more of just staying in the pocket and throwing, I think he could be an ultimate quarterback because he has such a good ability of running. If we just transfer that into throwing, I don't think defenses would know what to do.
Yeah, he's still young. He's still got a lot to learn, and I think he can still grow, you know, for sure. Then there was the one, Ethan, where he threw the ball and he caught it himself, right? That was pretty epic.
Yeah,
that was, I mean, you don't usually... Yeah, you'll usually catch your own pass and ran for like 20 yards or something like that too, which was crazy. But I have to say, as much as I didn't want the Chiefs to win, Ethan, they really did play at a high level. And Patrick Mahomes really did play at a high level. And Travis Kelce, and I mean, Patrick was 30 of 39. I mean, he only had nine incompletions, right? Like, mm-hmm. 240 yards. Travis Kelce over 100 yards receiving. Like, here, 11 catches over 100 yards. Like, you needed to step up and stop Kelce. Like, you know that that's his favorite target, right? You're in the championship game. What were the, like, I just feel like all as a whole, the Ravens struggled. And yeah. I'm not quite sure what Harbaugh was doing, what was going on. I mean, he clearly got out coached. The Ravens had 7 points for practically the entire game until the very end when you got a field goal to get the 10. Like, that's it? Like, you're in the championship game. You have been the number one team. You are dominating teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you scored 7 points? Like, come on. Right, E? I mean, help me out here. What do you think? What's the answer for the Ravens? Like, how could the Ravens have beaten the Chiefs?
Well, but... How they might have been in the Chiefs, as they could have thrown the ball, they could have got the ball and then did it and then made a touchdown too, and then do the extra point, tie the game, and then
fascinating.
Which, if they did that, then it could have went to overtime, right? That would have been cool.
And then it would, and then maybe they can score another touchdown to get.
Yeah.
To get.
But that didn't happen, did it?
No.
Yeah, that was a bummer. Okay, so let's go to.
Not a bummer.
I know. It wasn't a bummer for you. You were happy the Chiefs won, which, okay, but then we'll talk about the Chiefs in a little bit, and I'll see what you think about those. So let's go to Detroit, San Francisco, right?
Detroit.
We got the 49ers and the Lions. Who did you want to win, E?
Lions?
Yeah, I wanted the Lions to win as well. I really wanted... This was a hard one for me because I could have gone either way. Like,
Definitely, I'm
fine with either team. Like, there's not, like, I was like, oh, I did not want the Chiefs to make it. Like, I really am happy that the 49ers are there. I think that Brock Purdy has a great opportunity to just really shine.
Mm-hmm.
I love what he's done with the team, how much he has grown. He is just has been a great quarterback, and I loved watching him in this game, struggling in the first half, and then just lights out in the second half. The Lions easily could have won this game. I mean, this
easily,
was great.
Yeah.
This was a very entertaining
this
game.
Was
this
definitely
is in the
more
top
of a championship
for this year,
game.
Especially like, the playoffs. Right, this was the best game so far. Back and forth, evenly matched teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions kind of shot themselves in the foot, especially towards the end, where a lot of dropped passes. Jared Goff on fire the whole game. I just great stuff. Too many dropped passes from receivers. Like, guys, you got to be helping your quarterback. I mean, perfect thrown balls that they're missing or they're dropping. And then I like the aggressiveness of the coach at times. There was a couple times when it's fourth and two or it's a fourth down that I feel like you should have went for the field goal. Because if they would have went for the field goal, we're a tie game. We're maybe going into overtime. Now you're forcing San Francisco to have to get something, not just kneeling it down or we're relying on an onside kick. So there was just a couple decisions and different things that I just felt like the Lions kind of shot themselves in the foot and kind of fell apart. But to see the 49ers struggle as much as they did in the first half and then to totally turn things around and come back just swinging, and Brock Purdy was just, I feel, just lights out. And just the whole team, you got the defense, you got McCaffrey, you got all the receivers, Deebo Samuel, just everybody. I think was just fantastic. I'm looking forward to watching the 49ers in this.
I am. Ultimately, like you said, this was the game that I really did not care who won. Like, I even just picked the 49ers because I expected the 49ers to win, but I really would have been fine either way. And I am excited to see the 49ers play. I really want to see them win this because I know this is a rerun of the Super Bowl, I believe, 4 years ago. And they lost to the Chiefs. And so this one, I think this would be definitely, this Super Bowl would be great if they did win. I've heard a lot about the Chiefs. I'm not really keen on them winning. And
I mean, if memory serves me well, and I'm not going to be the conspiracy theorist here, but I mean, the Chiefs did win the Super Bowl like early 2020. And then after that, everything like just fell apart. And we went into the world was just crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that we really recovered in these last 4 years. So the 49ers, they have to win this, right? We need to rewind time, kind of replay this.
The Chiefs win, what's going to happen?
49ers win and change history here, right?
Yes.
If the Chiefs win, I don't know. We're in trouble for another 4 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
We won't go there. Okay, so Ethan, big game. Chiefs, 49ers. Who's winning?
49ers. I think we're going to build a time machine, but the time's going to go opposite. The 49ers going to win, and the Chiefs are not.
So, 49ers are going to win. What's going to happen? What are the 49ers doing to the Chiefs? What is a 49er? They can't
maul. It's like a miner.
A miner?
Yeah. The 49ers are taking down the Chiefs.
Wait.
The Chiefs are not going. So, all right. You wanted the Chiefs to win, though, this last week against the Ravens. But you don't want the Chiefs now to win?
No.
Okay. All right. Auntie Tora is not going to be too happy here. But 49ers, why do you want the 49ers to win?
Because they're miners. I like miners. They're probably giving us diamonds.
Is a 49er a miner?
Yeah, they're the gold rush in California.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I want them to give us diamonds.
All right.
Over a stack of diamonds.
Okay.
You can see the Minecraft coming out.
Yeah, okay. So how much do you think that they're going to win? Like, is it going to be a close game, a high-scoring game, or a low-scoring game, do you think?
I think they're going to win 3 stacks of diamonds.
Whoa, 3 stacks of diamonds.
Fascinating.
Okay. 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 Okay.
A stack is 64.
Okay. Oh, that's too much math for me right now. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So that's going to be 102 diamonds or points, I guess.
Wow. Wait, you said it was 64 and you said three stacks. I'm pretty sure that's not 102 or whatever you just said.
Yeah, no, that didn't make sense.
Yeah, we're really having a rough time. That's why broadcasting and podcasting.
Not accounting.
Right. Then, don't call us for your accounting needs, but it's 192.
That's the 90. All right.
Okay, back to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Isaac.
Yes.
Who's winning this game? I think I asked. 49ers.
But I want the 49ers to win, but ultimately I can't say. Like, there are times where I want a team to win and I can easily see them winning. This is not one of those times. I could genuinely see this. As much as I don't want it, I could genuinely see the Chiefs pulling this off. Because as far as just playing-wise, they are somewhat equally matched. Like, they have moments where they're each a little bit better than each other. But overall, and over a consistent basis, they are somewhat equally leveled. And so ultimately, I'll just praying at this point that the 49ers are going to pull it off, because I really can't in good conscience say like they are the better team and they can just easily walk over the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't want the Chiefs to win. I'm definitely going for the 49ers. I think that the Chiefs, they've been there before. They've been there, done that. They know what to do. Everybody there knows what to do.
And here's the other thing is, I think the pressure might get to Brock Purdy. That's what I'm afraid of.
This is what I was going to say. This would all is it's not, again, you win as a team, lose as a team. I think Kyle Shanahan, he's been there before. He's got a little chip on his shoulder. You got out coached last time. You need to be able to step up. He has to have a game plan to be shutting down the Chiefs, shutting down Patrick Mahomes. They have a great defense. They need to start working on their pass rush. They got some great pass rushers, and you're not hearing from them these last couple weeks. So they need to be able to contain him. But I don't want to throw this all on Purdy, but I do feel like this has to be, in order for him to win, he has to be on a high level and the top of his game. This has to be just the most important game for him. And is he going to make mistakes? Sure, probably. And how are you coming back from those mistakes? But I think that if he's really going to win this game, it has to be 60 minutes of mistake-free football. I think that is their
no pressure,
their option to be able to take down the Chiefs. For them to stay neck and neck, we need the defense to step up, and he just has to play at a high level. And he can do it.
He can.
I know he can do it. And we've seen it from him. He just needs to keep being himself. If the mistake does happen, the interceptions, sometimes those happen from tipped balls, missed routes, or whatnot. You got to be able to come back from those. Defense got to keep you back in the game. And he can, so I'm not saying like one interception and game over. He can come back from that, but it can't be just the constant, now I got a missed snap and a fumble. Now I tried running the ball, or I didn't pay attention to my blind side and I fumbled the ball. Now it's a pick six. Now it's a fumble pickup for a score, or just whatever. You know, all of these, these just mismanaging the clock. He has to be on top of his game and playing at a high level, and I think that they can pull this off.
I agree. I think if they really lock in and they're able to play, like you said, just 60 minutes of mistake-free football, Brock Purdy definitely can win this, and I really want him to, because he's just a really humble kid, and that's what I've seen about him. That just really makes me, like, Patrick Mahomes is great, don't get me wrong, but he does have this arrogance, and the whole Chiefs team, I would say, does. And I just, not even just shaming them in any way, but Brock Purdy, he hasn't won a Super Bowl before. Like, this would just be, I would really love to see him.
No offense, Brock, but I mean, he looks like he's 18. It's crazy. But I think Brock can totally be a great quarterback for many years from how he's developed. And I just, hats off to the guy. I really hope that he can pull this through. I think we'll see him again in a Super Bowl in this situation if he doesn't pull through. But I think this is going to be a huge turnaround for his career, for just everything with his team and his NFL. I just think it's going to be fantastic for him to do that.
I agree. It should be
fun. We'll see. What do you think, E?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk. We'll break it all down.
We will.
And, you know, I mean, the Pro Bowl's coming up, so you get your skills showdown
the flag
you know, on
football
Thursday.
They're playing.
Then you got your flag football game. And so that's just fun to watch
and
whatnot. It's not, you know, the same as football. So we kind of don't have a week of football. And then we got one more week left, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, not
it flew
cool.
by.
It did fly
wow.
by.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll break it all down.
It's
Next
been a
week.
Blast, though, hanging out here with you, Isaac, and this
Thank
whole
you,
season
you as well.
And doing all of this. So cool. Well, like us wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us. Send us an email anytime, TaylorGridiron@gmail.com. And we will talk. Ethan, are you going to join us next time for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think Time just got the Ender Dragon, went through to Hand City, and grabbed the Elytra so it can fly.
Are we talking Minecraft?
Cool.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Bye.